So
I didn't realize until I went to a meeting, but I didn't realize that you guys are part of the cemetery council for mm-hmm. For the old cemeteries here mm-hmm. in the county.
Responsible for every cemetery in the county.
Yeah. And I thought that's interesting.
And it's difficult because, again, you know, most of the major cemeteries get taken care of in maintenance, but there's some old ones that we didn't even know existed even. So, you know, fortunately, back when Josh Hewitts was the president, he determined that he wanted to open up a committee so that we could fix up, clean up, stay on top of those older cemeteries that had been abandoned or lost.
Right.
And quite honestly, I believe that that's a very worthy cause. And so we formed a committee and we put some money in to help them get started. And that committee right now is doing very well and reestablishing some old cemeteries that have been in our community for hundreds of years.
I didn't realize when I went to that meeting that that was something that the state had put forward like almost 20 years ago, mm-hmm. that they wanted every county to have a committee.
Mm-hmm.
And but they've never just really come back and
never followed
and
through.
Never followed through. But yeah, I thought that was really cool that you guys did that. And you know, well, of course, I've been there. We work on trying to put some cemeteries back together. But the fact that you guys kind of help with some of that research and some of that legal side of it that maybe we don't quite understand all of that. So.
Well, we've been fortunate in that we've got a group of people who are very involved in that situation to begin with, quite honestly, sort of proud that we've reorganized some long lost locations.
Yeah.
And
already.
Version, but it is very difficult to rectify some of that old stuff, and it is very expensive. And so, like everything else, it takes money to get there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you know, we have new businesses coming to town that we're trying to negotiate or trying to stroke to get them to come in and so forth. And we've been busy with a couple organizations that are giving the eye out at 28 and 65. There's a couple things coming out that way that will be exciting if it happens.
Sure.
And regretfully, you know, there are so many pieces of the puzzle that has to go together, especially when you're talking about some of those bigger operations. As you know, last year or beginning of this year, the data center was quite the mm-hmm. the buzzword, and having a data center here and so forth. And quite honestly, as many people probably know, I was pretty much for it to begin with. I thought it had, I wasn't for it, but yet I was not against it. I wanted to learn more and more and more and more. And we struggled because the news media, and not the news media, but concerned citizen group and the other various
social media. There's a love hate relationship with social media.
It was just a beat up situation most of the time, and so many times, like you said, the things to do is to come to the meetings or ask straight up.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much misinformation that was out there that, you know, by the time we corrected whatever misinformation was out there and stuff, we were still in a learning state. As you know, we ended up turning that down for right now. And there were several reasons that I think were legitimate reasons to be turned down. But at the same time, there's also some good things that that operation would have brought to us and stuff that we could have very much used. Our community hasn't grown tremendously in the last 50 years or whatever. And both, when I say community, both the city and the county pretty much have stayed the same since
right.
the 1960s that I know of. And we need growth.
Yeah.
And in order to get growth, we have to have amenities or jobs to provide for our community to grow. But at the same time, we need the income. And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, we need taxpayers helping us pay so that we can grow.
Well, it's like Alan Dunn said, it's not so much that we need taxes, we need taxpayers.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I think...
He's so right.
Yeah, and it's a vicious circle. We all love the community that we're in. We all want to keep it the same. But if we keep it the same, it's going to eventually become stagnant, and it's going to die.
Yes.
I mean, it really is.
And, you know, we are so right in that balancing act is really difficult. just like in blacktopping a road today. You know, where we say, well, we've got the same amount of people paying the same amount of taxes. Well, we do. But yet the problem is other things have gone up in price. So, for example, to blacktop a road 1 mile, that expense has just tripled as to what we do. Well, when you're talking about a road where it's $1 million and it triples in the cost, just think what it was. You know, now it's not $1 million, but it's tripled that price. And so expenses are just killing us left and right as time goes on. Everything just continues to go up, especially in oil and gas, and you know, our labor costs have gone up, and so we just continue to go up on our expenses, but yet at the same time, we've not grown in our income coming in. So when a company comes in and says, well, it's going to be a $1 billion operation, and from that billion, we're going to pick up maybe $2 million, $3 million in tax revenue over a period of time, that's attractive. I mean, that's something as a business person I've got to look at and say, you know, there's some consideration. Now, then you've got to figure out and weigh, will that expense that we give up be worth the money that we have? And so, on one hand, you know, the data center was putting some pretty big carrots in front of our faces as to income that we were going to receive and money. But at the same time, then we, you know, we're giving up expenses of what we should or shouldn't have. So, difficult.
Yeah, I wouldn't want your job by any means. I know we've run over a little bit, but it's always great to have you in-house. I love it. Thank you for hanging out with me all the whole hour and being my co-host. And we do want to remind everybody of course, the weather, the high heat. Everybody be careful out there because of the heat. Just a quick reminder that today's harness racing is happening out at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. The previous start time for the races today was going to be 1 p.m. They have moved that to 10 a.m. So you want to get out there and enjoy the harness racing. It's a kind of a predecessor to what's going to be taking place during the county fair. If you've not seen harness racing before, I encourage you, go. It's a good time. They're going to have food at the old Antioch tent, which is now the junior leaders tent, but there will be food being served out of there, so you'll be able to grab some food and enjoy some great harness racing. But remember, that is today at 10 a.m. Also, Cindy is going to be at the Clinton County. She's going to be all over Clinton County. Thought I had my notes here someplace, but she is going to be at Travelers Point Distillery for Freedom Fest tomorrow from 1 to, she's going to be broadcasting live from 1 to 3. Music by the Mulligans is going to be out there. There's going to be games and stuff for the kids. This is happening at the distillery in Kirkland. This is not going to be happening at the tasting room. This will be back on 400 East Madison Street. If you go to the stoplight, and there's only one stoplight in Kirkland, but if you go to the stoplight and you turn left or you turn back east, you'll run right into it. It's right there. So they're going to have food, music, games, and more. That's going on tomorrow from 1 to 3. Then she is going to actually be at the TPA Park from 4 to 6, broadcasting live out there. There's several bands, all kinds of things going on there at the TPA Park. The Eyes of Freedom exhibit is at Prairie Creek Park right now. July, it started yesterday through the 5th. I encourage you to go up there. Caitlin, she made a good, she did a good find. She applied to get this exhibit to come, and for a long time, it took a long time to get him here, but she managed to get him here during the 4th of July, which is such an appropriate time. But please go up to Prairie Creek Park, take that in. It is well worth the time to go and visit it. After the things that are going on 4th of July at the TPA Park, of course, there's going to be the Water Wonder Dog Show, laser tag, human hamster balls. I want Sam in a hamster ball. I think that's going to be fun. Bounce houses, inflatable obstacle course. They're going to have a foam party, slip and slides, water slides, face painting, all kinds of activities going on for the 4th of July festivities. Of course, all of that leads up to the fireworks. The fireworks will be roughly around 10 p.m. is what the word is that we've been getting. They do have the Jack's band from 3:30 to 5. 5:30 to 7 is Jesse Brown Duo. And from 7:30 to 9, Neon 90s Country Rewind. That'll be going on. So there's all kinds of food vendors with the music and everything. And, of course, we will be providing here at WILO. I've got the playlist put together for the fireworks show. Have it all ready to rock and roll when the fireworks set off. We also will be, if you're a regular listener, you're going to be a little surprised because we have party music going on all day tomorrow. We aren't going to be playing our regular set list, so you are going to hear some different songs. But we thought it's 250 years, it was time to do a little bit of celebrating. So we're going to be doing that on air all day long with the music leading up to the fireworks. So you'll be able to take that in. Remember, Prairie Creek Park, Eyes of Freedom, military tribute going on now through the 5th. Today at 7 p.m. at the Frankfort Neighborhood Center, they're going to be showing Hamilton, a movie screening. That's going to be going on there. The concession stands at the park will be open starting at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow. And the Four Stars and Stripes car show, which I believe the car show is put on by Coach Kids. So Coach Kids Stars and Stripes car show will be going on at the TPA Park, Shelter House 4. You'll recognize it because you'll see all the cars. And you can go stop by there. They're going to have music by Amber Kennedy as well. So you can check that out. Burlington, and I'll come back to our fireworks show here in just a minute. But Burlington, tonight, weather permitting, they're going to have their fireworks this evening. They have all kinds of things going on. There are 250th celebrations going on from 6 to 9:30 p.m. There are vendors. There's going to be face painting. They're going to have bounce houses. They've got undercover bands going to be there. If you've not heard them, they're a great band. You can go up there for the grand fireworks up there, which will be happening at dusk. They put on a heck of a show, too. So, see, two nights full of fireworks in our area. So you can go there, and then you can come to the TPA Park on Saturday. Delphi is also having their fireworks show, and they've got a lot going on. Food starting at 7. They've got their fireworks show at dark, and that is being shot off at the high school. So they have a big complex up there with all the sports fields and everything, so you can go up there and you can enjoy their fireworks. There are fireworks all over the area. If you're shooting fireworks off at home, please be respectful. As our state fire marshal, Stephen Jones, said, 11:30 is the curfew on fireworks. But on July 4th, tomorrow, you can shoot fireworks off from anywhere from 10 a.m. to midnight. But you need to be done at midnight and be respectful for those people who have to get up and go to work the next day, and people who have little kids. So be respectful of that. Remember, if you have pets, please do not put them outside by themselves. Go out with them if they got to go potty. Keep them in if you can. If you have outdoor pets, please try to find a safe place for them where they can stay calm and as best possible, because it's amazing the number of animals that the Humane Society ends up with because they got away from their owners during fireworks. Our broadcast for the fireworks, helping us sponsor fireworks all around, is Tier 1 Meat Company, City of Frankfort, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, and Home National Bank. We hope you enjoy it. Everybody enjoy the holidays. Be safe. And Bert, thank you so much for coming in. And you got holiday plans with the family?
I just going to present a meal to some of the grandkids. So
ooh.
I'm thinking prime rib for myself and hot dogs for the grandkids.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Some of your grandkids are old enough. I don't know
if
hot dogs
are going to
work,
cut
it. Yeah.
You know, I can sound tough when I'm not, you know, facing them. So,
Well, you and your family have a wonderful and safe holiday, and thank you for coming in and spending the whole hour with me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, and you know, like you said, you got a lot of stuff going on here in the community. All of those things that you've read off and stuff kind of rests my point. We have a lot of good things going in our community. A lot of people, a lot of work goes into doing these things for everybody, and we just need to enjoy them and at the same time be safe as we can.
Yep. All righty. Everybody, nice. Have a great one. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having us.